Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Carly Roberts, co-chair of Generation RX, and Mary Berrios, Children's Coalition member. And welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Now, an event that happens throughout the year, and I don't know, is this once a year? Do y'all do this multiple times? It is the Prescription Take-Back.
It's actually twice a year. The DEA, it's a national prescription take-back day that's actually takes place throughout the country. So it's usually in April in the spring and October in the fall.
National Prescription Take-Back Day, and Carly, it's coming up soon. When is it?
Yes, sir. It's this Saturday, October 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And this is something that that the Children's Coalition has teamed up with the pharmacy school at ULM, some local grocery stores. Who else is in there helping you guys? The state police?
Exactly. And several law enforcement agencies, such as Morehouse Parish Sheriff's Office, Union Parish Sheriff's Office. We also have Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office and West Monroe and Monroe Police Departments.
So, Carly, you and I were talking. You're the co-chair of Generation RX. What's Generation RX and why are you guys involved?
Generation RX is a community outreach program. We are involved with APHA at the ULM School of Pharmacy. And what we do is we try to promote safe medication use, prescription medication use. And we also, this year we've started to go out into the community and try to talk to them and educate them about addiction and suicide awareness.
Very noble causes. And one of the problems with addiction is people leaving pills around, and then maybe the kids get into them and get addicted, or the teens get into them, or even the adults.
Exactly. So that's what part of this, the purpose behind this event is to eliminate access and to actually remove any expired or unused medication. And you can bring it this particular day for safe disposal. There's also some permanent drop boxes in our community. And we, you know, you can actually call the Children's Coalition for more information about that. But this was actually started off as something where UACT, which is funded by Northeast Delta Human Service Authority, and our two focus areas are underage drinking and non-medical use of prescription drugs. So we're really working hard to try to get those out of the streets.
How often, Mary, do you guys see a situation where, you know, somebody has gotten into drugs that, let's just say, let's be on the better end of that. They're not addicted. The kids just got in the drugs. How often do you see that?
Well, what we know, statistics show that every day, 2,500 young adults abuse prescription drugs for the first time. So we know that for some of them, it's the first drug that they can actually get their hands on, because it's actually accessible in medicine cabinets, when they go to grandparents' homes, when they go to aunts, uncles, what have you. So being able to actually remove those from the home and not allowing them to have access to it is probably the best way to eliminate the beginning of that process.
You know, you hear a lot about weird drugs getting in the environment and the water supply. This is, you know, a good environmental thing to do, as well as, you know, to put those drugs in a responsible place.
Exactly, which is why one of our newest partners is Washita Green, because they actually, we understand the need that we don't want people to rush to flush, as we say, because it's actually not a safe way to dispose of medication. A lot of times that's what we think of, first of all, but that can actually pollute our water system.
National Prescription Take Back Day is going on October the 28th. That's this Saturday, 10 to 2. And Carly, you guys have teamed up with some grocery stores to take back people's old drugs and expired drugs. And, you know, sometimes they're not expired, but you don't need them anymore. Where can people drop off their medicines?
We will be at the Brookshire's and Super One grocery stores in Farmerville, Ruston, Bastrop, and Monroe and West Monroe.
So lots of places in Northeast Louisiana to take the expired drugs. Mary, is there anything that you guys won't take? I can't think of a drug that you might not want, but what is there something there that you guys go, no, we're not going to handle those?
I know that Carly can probably answer that question a little bit better than I can.
We cannot take aerosols or sharps, needles used for diabetes and things like that.
Okay. So aerosols like the inhalers and stuff like that, or what are we talking about?
Yes, sir. Those count as the aerosols, but just people, you know, when they're cleaning out their medicine cabinets, they just kind of throw it all into a bag. And so maybe it's something that's an aerosol that wasn't really a medicine. They just kind of threw it in there. We have to check that. We can't take those back because they could potentially cause harm if they're not put in the right place.
Okay. And no sharps. So no needles at all.
No,
okay. Very good. And let me ask another question about prescription take back day. What happens, Mary? You get a big pile of drugs, I guess, at the end of the day. How big was your pile last year?
Well, that was really exciting for us to be able to collect as much as we were able to in all eight of our locations. We collected over 485 pounds, almost 490. So that was really exciting for us to be able to do that.
And then what happens to those 400, 500 pounds of drugs?
They're actually incinerated, and it's law enforcement that actually handles from the moment that they get there until they're actually disposed of properly. It is law enforcement that handles that, so it's usually either the state police or the DA that'll actually complete the process.
So a easy way to do this now, is it just, do you just like drive up and somebody's there, hand them out the window, or do you have to get out of the car? How does this work?
One of two ways. We usually have a box or a disposal bin there, but if it is something where you want somebody to walk up, it's usually the law enforcement that'll have to do that, because once they get out of your hand, it has to be completely with law enforcement.
Okay, makes sense. Got to have a chain of custody of the drugs. Don't want anything to go missing.
Exactly.
This is Carly Roberts and Mary Berrios. And Carly, how do you know that a drug is expired? I mean, I know it says on the label, but when do you know, oh, it's time to throw that away?
Certain drugs, depending on what's in them, that kind of determines their expiration. But on your label, it'll tell you when this drug will expire. So just being aware of what's on your prescription label, knowing, make sure you just check the expiration dates, because they're on there, and that'll usually tell you when you need to get rid of them.
All right. It is National Prescription Take Back Day. And again, Mary, it is this Saturday. And where can people go?
10 to 2, it's going to be Brookshire's and Super One stores in Farmville, Ruston, Bastrop, and other stores in Monroe and West Monroe, and then also the Troop F headquarters in Monroe.
This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Still to come on KEDM, we will take a look at the latest allegations coming out of Russiagate. Did President Donald Trump collude with the Russians? Well, we'll talk about that. And also,